Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Something that is, I think it's, you guys have seen me mention this many times before, but I made a shift in my trading probably 3-4 years ago where I was locked in on this mindset that the more time structure holds, the more important structure is, right? Has anybody been there? We've got 8 tests of structure. That means it's super powerful. And I guess that's the way the internet teaches it. I'm not sure why I'm not sure if I learned that through Jason Stapleton or you know, random videos on the internet. But I used to think that way for the longest time. And this is the cool part about being adaptive as a trader. As you learn, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be stubborn as a trader. Stubborn enough to kind of ignore what other people say, but also open enough to make changes. You know, you guys know I coach track and field, and you know, we have a pretty successful program. And I get asked all the time from coaches, you know, what are you doing? Like, can I sit down with you and pick your mind over the summer, because you're doing a great job and I want to replicate that? And I'm like, hell no. I'm just kidding. I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, there's no secret in it. But it's. I think a lot of coaches, they don't get the most out of their athletes because they're stuck in a single way of thinking, right? You have to do it this way, right? There are proven ways that work in the market. There are proven ways that work in training. In fact, we talked about this a few days ago with lifting, right? If you want to get stronger, right, lift heavy stuff. If you want to get more explosive, move heavy stuff faster, right? I think we can all agree on that. But we also know that everyone's body adapts differently. And I forgot who it was. It might have been Mitch was talking about, hey, like I swole up real quick, right? If I do low reps with heavy weight. And me, I was the opposite. I'm like, that doesn't affect me at all. It makes me stronger, but I don't bulk up. And so many coaches get stuck in this one way of coaching where it's like it has to be this way, and then they try to fit their athlete into that way. Where I do the exact opposite. I have a general philosophy, just like I have a general philosophy on the market. I have a general philosophy on how to get faster, how to build speed, how to build power, how to build explosiveness, right? It's no secret. There's a wrong and a right way to do it. But within that realm, you've got to kind of try things out and fit things to work with the athlete. And sometimes you're going to try stuff that has worked with a million athletes before, and you'll get this one athlete and it doesn't affect them the right way. And in that situation, what do you think you have to do? Do you have to keep trying to fit that square peg into the round hole, or do you adapt? You have to adapt. You have to be open and say, okay, well, this is my way of doing it, but maybe it's not working. Let me try something different. And it's the same way in trading, where it's like you think something for so long, you have these beliefs, and most of your beliefs come from what? Yeah, grow first, fixed mindset. You're right, yeah. Most of your beliefs come from where? Where do most of your trading beliefs come from? They come from someone else, right? Most of them at the beginning stages of your trading, you're not determining your own beliefs. Right, you're not looking at the markets for the first time and being like, huh, supply zones, yeah, they're pretty powerful. No, you're going off of the internet. Someone on YouTube said, hey, triangle patterns break out this way. So now your belief is set, right? The unconscious incompetence, right? Okay, triangle patterns belief is that you're go this way. You're going off of someone else's word. And typically the first person who tells you something, you're going to believe it. You know, just like your parents growing up, right? If you're have you guys ever had parents that told you something dumb growing up and you believed it your whole life until you got to like, you know, your 20s or 30s and you realized that they were lying to you the whole time? Like, yeah, the sky is blue because it reflects the water. You're like, yeah, and you're telling everyone that, and you go to school and like you tell your professor, oh, I know why the sky is blue, because it's a reflection of the water. And they're like, no. You're like, well, yeah, it is. My dad told me. No, Akil, it's not. Storms come because clouds are fighting. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. And you believe, and then you get to this moment where you're like, you have two choices. You can either be open and be like, huh. You could be curious. Why is the sky blue then? And then you go on this journey of learning and getting the right answer. Or you could be stubborn and be like, no, my dad's always right. You're a liar. Right? And you have two choices. Typically, the person that is very stubborn and saying, no, you're a liar. My dad's right. It is because of the water. They have that fixed mindset, and they typically don't develop. However, the person that is open to being curious, the person that says, huh, well, maybe that's not the right answer, and then you go on a journey of discovering the right answer, that's the person with the growth mindset. That's the person that's going to grow drastically. That's the person that's going to improve. So that was the same type of journey I went on, where it was like, for the longest time, someone told me, I don't know if it was the DVD set or a book or whatever, the more time structure is hit, the more powerful it is, right? So I'd look at structure levels and I'd be like, this one was hit 9 times. It's more important than the one that was hit 6 times. And then eventually, I don't know when the change came. I think it was just, you know, hours and hours in the market. I keep seeing these breakouts. And I keep noticing things in the market. You know, I do the whole trade review my day. So I just notice random stuff. And when random stuff starts to happen less random and it becomes more of a pattern, I start digging into it. So I just got curious and I started looking into it. And I started, at the same time, I'm reading more books and seeing what different sources and different traders I look up to think about it. And I was able to shift my thought process to, you know, structure is very important. It's still the most important part of my trading philosophy. But the how structure is hit is much more important than the amount of times it's hit. And that's where you get stuff like ascending triangles, where it's like, you know, yeah, we hit that structure high on an ascending triangle 4 times, but look what's happening on the backside. Real estate taught me good deals don't last, right? The markets are the same way. Good moves don't last in the market, right? The most powerful zones in the market aren't, the market doesn't sit there and tickle them, doesn't play around with it for long. No, it's a bump and run. It hits it, it finds liquidity, it reverses right away. It doesn't play around. So that whole journey came from just being open, allowing myself to be curious. And I recommend you guys do the same thing. Even what I'm teaching you guys, what I'm teaching you, what Charles is teaching you, what Jason Greystone is teaching you, right? Question it. Go out and discover it for yourself. You don't have to take our word for it. Now, don't get me wrong. We have a massive amount of experience in the market between all of us here at Tier 1 Trading. I think, almost close to 50 years of experience in the market teaching traders. But always question everything. Be a kid. I love the stage that my kid is at right now because he questions everything. I hate it. I hate it. I'm going to lie. I hate it. It's annoying. But I know it's growth. Why? Why? Why is this? Why is it that? Why does it do this? Why does it do that? All the time. Every day. Why does it do this? How do you do that? Why do you do that? And I'm like, God, just shut up. But he's growing. He's curious. He's discovering stuff. And his brain is developing because he's getting these answers to these questions that he's learning about the world, this big world that he's just, you know, seeing a very small part of. He's learning about it. And he's going to be better for it. I just give them a YouTube link now. Why? Here, check this link out, man. Darren, drop the link. But be curious, guys. Be curious. Explore, explore, explore. So, back to the point.